Mm-hmm.
Ms. Williams?
Yes, ma'am.
We figured it out. It was a cross-contamination with the birth date and the Social Security number, so it was backwards. So,
okay.
The phone number is not going to be the problem because HHA resets your password through your email. So this phone number is still attached to your profile. The phone number is not, you text me about the phone number.
Right.
Being as though it's your son's. HHA is not going to send you anything through the phone number. It always sends you something through the email if you lose access to your account. Okay? So this number I'm still talking to you off of is still on your profile as your phone number.
Okay.
Okay? So you're all set to log in now.
Okay. Still using the purple password, I guess?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We got action.
Yeah.
All right. We're
so
finally
able to
in.
Log in and see your schedule and everything. So it just so happened if you do not see a schedule by any chance when you go to clock in, then you can always have the option of clocking in on an unscheduled visit, and then your coordinator assigned can create that visit to put in.
Okay, and what should I do for last week when I worked?
So last week I provided you a timesheet, so you would need
to use that paper?
I had
the paper one that you sent?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got that. Okay.
So I would just completely fill it out, yep, and put the duties on it, like just basic duties, meal prep, like housekeeping, whatever, on a column where it say duties. Leave provider signature blank because that's where I need to sign, and leave Medicaid ID blank because that's the number I need to provide on what we have.
Okay.
The rest is filled out by you, and then the client just sign and date, take a picture of it, and send it back to me as a text message or email it.
Okay. And to make sure I got the start date right, it was 7/2?
So I need from you, just wrote it down.
Or was it 7/1? That's why I forget which day it was.
It is 7/2. To 7/6.
Okay, 7/2/7/6. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to send you my business card. Keep that handy because if you ever have any problems or you can't get in touch with your coordinator assigned, always call me so therefore I can help you out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You take care.
I hope you have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.